You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Good morning. It's Avery and Raider hanging out with you. And this morning, I actually scraped my side windows, not my front windows. It's always been using the windshield wipers and the windshield washer fluid to thaw my windshield.
Wipers for the windshield, defrost on the rear, windows down on the side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's always the cheat. You might have to wear a toque or something to keep yourself warm during the whole process of that. But
that's not too bad. I only had to go 4 blocks.
Exactly. And it's not like you're flying down the highway at 100 kilometers an hour, right? I always hate when people do that, when they roll the windows down on the highway. I mean, it's nice in the summertime occasionally, but it's like, man, close the windows. Like, it's way too loud.
It all depends. Maybe you can take it. Maybe your ears are just kind of delicate. I don't know. In the summertime, that's my air conditioner.
That is your air conditioner. You have to. You're probably way used to that. Hey.
Yeah, I have to have my windows down, or else I cook in my car in the summertime. So if I have to go a few blocks with the windows down during the colder time of year, it's okay.
For sure. How's the heat in your car?
Oh, it heats up fast.
Does it? Okay.
But it's just not going to heat up enough in 4 blocks that it's going to defrost everything.
For sure. I've got a really good car in terms of like heating up quick in the winter as well. The one benefit is that I have heated seats, but the thing is they don't warm up until I get here. So I have to get out of my car by the time they're warmed up, and I'm thinking, no, I don't want to get out of my car yet. It's too cozy.
Avery enjoys seeing harvest season in full swing. But those aren't tears of joy. It's his allergies.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
As everyone does nowadays, I hesitantly filled up my gas tank and went and talked to the clerk when I went to go pay for it. And we were talking about the weather, and she was so jacked up that there's no snow on the ground right now.
Aren't we all?
Oh, everyone is. And she was talking about how she likes going for walks and how she doesn't have to completely bundle up in a winter jacket yet. She's crossing her fingers that it's not for another little while. But that's what the forecast is showing. We're looking at double digits rolling through the next couple days.
Yeah, we'll take that for the next little bit. I mean, for the beginning of November, we've gotten off pretty lightly.
Yeah, we have.
Let's be honest. So, yeah, as long as winter wants to hold off, that's cool. I mean, yeah, we definitely want to get some moisture in the ground, but for now, let it be rain.
Let it be rain.
Yeah.
We can have rain. Another thing is, like, you sometimes go for your walks, and then once the snow falls, it's like, not really feeling a walk because it's cold outside. But when you got animals that you got to bring out for a walk, you got to bring them for that walk.
That's for sure.
It's always annoying, but
they're not going to let themselves out.
No, they're not going to let themselves out. They're not going to take themselves out to the bathroom and do it themselves. You got to do it for them.
Make your smart speaker smarter. Say, play Fox FM Yorkton.
Okay.
Well, we might have just done it for you.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Earlier on in the news, you mentioned that Ituna's looking to get a new rink.
Yeah, going to be getting a fair amount of money going into renovations there. The structures, some new bathrooms, some dressing rooms, a ref room, a Zamboni room. It's going to be really great to see.
I couldn't imagine the small town excitement rolling through Ituna. You got to love it. And as a result, kind of brought me some inspiration. Whenever you go to rinks like this, they always have their signature meals that you can purchase at the concession.
To me, as long as you can get a good cheeseburger and tray of fries, that's all you need.
Yeah, those are always good. I always remember getting the bags of gummies at the concession. Those the were cheap, always great.
The cheap candies at the pop booth.
They were like 25 cents each, and you could fill a bag up for like 10 bucks, and you'd just be sugar rushed by the end of the night.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesome. Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. What is your go-to food when it comes to visiting the hockey rink?
Reader is showing Avery how to use the vending machine. Reader is conveniently out of change.
Boy, if I had a dime for every time I heard that.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
6:30 here in Saskatchewan, 7:30 in Manitoba. Avery and Reader joining you here this morning. Yesterday, went and got my poppy. Yeah, found one of those little trays in a store. And it was a cash one, but... there are other ones out there. There's the digital ones that we talked about yesterday. So you don't have to worry about carrying change around with you if you want a poppy.
There's lots of options, but it's always good to rock that poppy and make sure that we pay tribute to those who paved the way for us and made sure that we are able to enjoy the freedoms that we have today.
And they're pretty darn great freedoms.
CFGWFM.
Take us on a road trip with more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Avery and Raider hanging out with you. We got a comment on our Facebook page all about what the favorite rink food is out there. And Lindsay said popcorn chicken poutine.
Oh, that sounds good.
That brings me back to the lake days, back when I worked at the concession. Always made that for the guests. It was kind of like a midsummer thing. But yeah, that probably tastes even better at the rink for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Nice and warm. You know, you have the warm poutine when you come in from the cold rink. You get to warm up between periods.
There's also the hot chocolate that you get to enjoy as well. Can't go wrong with that. And there's also the snacks and the chips and all that sort of stuff.
So much good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Let us know on the text, 306-783-3699. What's your go-to rink food?
Avery LeBlanc on Fox FM. Unfortunately, he isn't related to Matt LeBlanc.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
What a road win for the Melville Millionaires. My goodness.
Yeah, 4-0. They went into Weyburn and picked up a big win over the Red Wings. Now they got a couple days off, and then they make another trip to Weyburn coming up Saturday night when they take on the Red Wings at Crescent Point Place. Game time, 8 p.m. Saturday.
Hopefully that comes out with the same result.
Yeah, I'm sure hoping so.
And then tomorrow you've got the Yorkton Terriers heading to North Battleford to take on the North Stars.
Yeah, 7:30. It'd be good to see the Terriers pick up another win. And as well, the Swan Valley Stampeders, they're back in action tonight when they hit the road to take on the Oil Capitals in Verdun at 7:30.
Yeah, that should be a good one, as that is the third game of the four-game series, and they'll be looking to wrap that up this coming Saturday as well.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Just getting underway for the second straight day. It's the Grain Millers 32nd Annual Harvest Showdown, and day two has got a ton planned.
Yeah, there is so much going on. Of course, the trade show gets underway today at noon in the Flexi Hall. There's going to be the Pen of Bulls show, all kinds of stuff going on. The Cattlemen's Reception going on this evening in the Agri Pavilion. There's going to be, as there was yesterday, there's going to be events like the mutton busting, the mini chuck, wagon races, heavy horse pulls. As well, Thirsty Thursday, $3 food and drink specials in the Prairie Oyster Bar and Grill, where tonight at 9 p.m. you can go check out Quick Dick McDick.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I was actually at the Flexi Hall yesterday. We were setting up the booth for the station, and there is a ton of booths there. They weren't even all set up yet. It was pretty bonkers to see how many options there were.
There is always so much stuff to check out there at the trade show.
Oh, exactly. And we're actually going to be there on Saturday. Yeah. Not Reader and I specifically, but the station will be there. So if you want to come say hi to the staff, well, whoever's going to be there on Saturday, please do that.
Believe it or not, Reader's actually a decent trumpet player. So Halsey, Miley, yeah, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Everyone loves rink food. It is a certain type of thing about rink food that you can't explain.
It's half the fun of going to the rink. Yeah, you get to go watch the game and hang out with everybody, but yeah, you go get that rink food.
Exactly. And that's why we're wondering, what is your favorite rink food? Judy said burgers. Can't go wrong with the rink burgers. They're fantastic.
Yeah, as we mentioned earlier, Lindsay said popcorn chicken poutine, which sounds really good. And actually, a fellow I know from going up back home in Conquest, he said the rink burgers in Conquest.
Yes.
I said, amen, because I think we both ate our share of those growing up. Because back in the day when we were growing up, they would have, like, at the start of the season, a big hamburger making thing. So it was all like they'd make the burger patties there instead of just getting the frozen ones.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
For years, Conquest was renowned for its delicious rink burgers.
Oh, man, I don't doubt it. In the town that I grew up in and kind of just played shinny in town, we always had a parents versus kids game.
Okay.
And every day of that year, that was the one day where they would cook burgers outside.
Ooh.
And it was absolutely awesome because we'd like all the players of the games would always get the free burgers and you'd just be munching all day long.
Sweet.
It's fantastic stuff. But you can shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. What's your favorite rink food? And also feel free to give a certain rink a shout out as well, wherever you're from.
Avery's last name is French, and so is his mustard.
More mornings, Fox FM.
And maybe your grill at home needs some updating, or it's not in the budget or something like that, and you're looking to get an upgrade when it comes to the grill.
Maybe you've got, you know, kind of a straight up just plain propane barbecue, and you're thinking, I want to get into the smoker game.
Ah, well, you could definitely win a smoker with the Smoke and Smoker giveaway with RCM Outdoors, giving you a brand new Green Mountain Grill smoker and a meat package with all the best meats to get you started, and it all fired up yesterday.
Oh, man, yeah. If you want to grill something, here's your chance to get some pretty pretty on-point, top-of-the-line equipment to do so. So coming up, starting on the 13th, the only way to enter is to see the smoker in all of its glory, wherever it may be. It's going to be out and about in different places. And what you do is, when you see it, there will be a code there, and you text it in to 306-786-3699. And each week, there will be one qualifier entered to win, and they'll be invited to the exclusive party with a barbecue served over at RCM Outdoors.
Yeah, that's going to be a great barbecue, and all you got to do is stay tuned to Fox FM. And you can also check out more details at foxfmonline.ca to see where we will be next with that grill.
I bet Dave Grohl has a mean barbecue.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
He probably throws some mean BBQ parties.
Avery and Reader will be right back. They can't remember if we left the stovetop on.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Shout out to the people that are actually getting up a few minutes earlier so you can actually scrape your windows on your car.
Yeah, I gotta get better at doing that. It's just that it's so nice and warm in my bed.
I know. And it's just so much easier to just turn on your windshield wipers and your window washer fluid and just let it melt, and then you're good to go.
And that's good when you have the right stuff to do so, because once you get into, you know, super minus temperatures, it's just going to freeze on there, even if you got, like, winter fluid.
Oh, exactly. And the people that are getting up earlier, scraping the windshields now, they're going to be more ready than anyone else when minus 30, minus 40 temperatures hit.
I salute their go-get-itiveness.
Yes, their initiative.
Yes, that's there the we word go. I'm looking for.
CFGWFM.
In Swan River, we're more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
We've got more football on the way for this weekend. Tomorrow, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going to be making their way to Edmonton to take on the Elks, who are not doing too well this season.
They're fighting their way through a rough season. Edmonton 2-8. The Riders, of course, 7-4, sitting in second place in the West. 2 points up on Calgary, and man, if the Green and White could get a win this weekend, that'd be awesome. They could give themselves a 4-point cushion over Calgary, who are on a bye week this week.
Yeah, and then you look later on into the week on Saturday to wrap things up. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers back off the bye week. They'll be looking to host the Montreal Alouettes, who the Riders just barely beat. So I guess if you want a measuring stick as to how much better the Bombers are than the Riders, this is the measuring stick that we're going to have to watch very closely.
We'll see how it goes. As the famous saying goes, it's why they play the game.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to happen, but yeah, the Bombers have been kind of the class of the West this year. So yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend of football once again.
Reader is showing Avery how to use the vending machine. Reader is conveniently out of change.
Boy, if I had a dime for every time I heard that.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
More hits, more favorites. It's 8:35 in Saskatchewan, 9:35 in Manitoba, and you're starting to see a lot more of the stashes out there.
That's right. It's that time of year once again. Movember is upon us.
Yeah, it's you see a lot of different ones. You just see the traditional mustache, you see the handlebars.
Yeah.
There's quite a few other ones out there.
It's the fun you can have with facial hair when you grow it. You can kind of shape it into whatever you want it to be.
It's quite funny to see people that normally grow facial hair, and then all of a sudden they shave right before November, and it's like, wow, I've never seen you without facial hair, right?
Yes, indeed. But of course, it's all for a good cause.
Oh, 100.
Men's health initiatives, so it's great to see a lot of people getting behind it and growing out the mole.
Of course, it's looking good, I'm sure, so far, rolling through the first week of Movember.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.